This is Ted Kennedy with a New Year's thought for Senator Al Simpson. If he can tear himself away from the football bowl games, in a moment we'll face off. Al, I hope at least some of your New Year's resolutions have survived into today. You'll need them, because the new Congress convenes tomorrow with even stronger Democratic majorities in the House and Senate than last year. President Bush will find Congress ready to work with him to meet the challenges we face. So far, he's made all the right moves and none of the far-right moves. He gets high marks for a generally smooth transition and quality choices for his cabinet. He'll be a less ideological president, and we'll see less day-to-day combat between the administration and Congress than in the last 8 years. I can guess one of your New Year's resolutions, Al, to work a little harder for the folks back home in Wyoming. You're up for re-election next year, and that Senate seat of yours is already looking mighty good to us Democrats.
Happy New Year, Ted. I'll just go on working as hard in 1989 as I have in the years past. No changes there. When I was 20, I used to weigh 260 pounds, had hair, and thought beer was food. And then 10 years later in the Senate, with an ornery poop like you on the other side of the aisle, and I now weigh 190. I made a few New Year's resolutions for you, Ted. I know the entire country would rest so much easier if you'd commit to just a few simple objectives. Now read my lips. Pledge to assist all those who fight for democracy and freedom around this whole globe. Pledge to find an honest way to pay for all those dear social programs of yours without taxing the American people into the grave of poverty. Pledge to vote more often with George Bush than you ever did with Ronald Reagan. And I do feel cheered by your kind words about President-elect Bush. Help him out. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Endangered Species Act. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.